Our scripture reading comes from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon you, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. This ends the reading. Judith Jenkins Kohatsu is an elder in the New England Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. She wrote in a devotion about a time when her family was stuck in traffic going to Grandma's house on Thanksgiving morning. It was an 8-hour drive. They were 1 hour into their journey, and Judith heard little voices in the back seat. What do children say when they're tired of riding in the car? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Their questioning reminded Judith of the people in the church of Thessalonica. They wanted to know when the Lord would return as he promised. The timing of the Lord's return was an issue the Thessalonians pressed on Paul and Timothy. Is he here yet? Is he here yet? Is he here yet? Is he here yet? Paul's answer: the day of the Lord will come quickly with no one's knowledge, under no one's control, like a thief in the night. It is likely to happen when you feel peace and security are achieved. Isn't that how life usually works? Just when we feel like things are going well, something happens to shake everything up. Even Jesus didn't know the time of his return. He said in Mark's gospel, "But about the day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Thessalonians kept asking Paul a question for which he did not have an answer, and this was creating a problem. They had gotten so preoccupied with counting the days until Jesus returned that they had forgotten to live their lives as Jesus had taught. The Apostle Paul wants the church to stop questioning when Jesus will return. Instead, he wants them to focus on how they are living their lives. Paul says, live in the light. This is what God wants you to do. What is most important about the timing of Christ's return is not the future. It is the present. What's most important is living in the light right now. He implies if you live fully for God now, then you will be ready for Christ's return whenever the day of the Lord takes place. The day of the Lord, which is also called the parousia, parousia being a Greek word meaning arrival, will be a celebration of the coming of Christ. The day of the Lord is the time when God will consummate a new age. The coming of Christ will be a celebration for believers because our salvation rests secure in Christ. We don't have to feel threatened by God's judgment because we are children of light We are children of the day. Paul's words are as applicable now as they were then. Here we are, nearly 2,000 years since Christ made his promise to return, and we are still counting the days. I've talked to many people who believe the signs of Christ's return are all around us. Wars, natural disasters, problems in the world, and Hollywood's fascination with apocalyptic-themed movies lead people to believe that Christ's return is imminent, when in fact, none of us really knows. Instead of asking, is he here yet? Is he here yet? Is he here yet? I think the Apostle Paul would suggest to us the same thing he suggested thousands of years ago. Don't be preoccupied with trying to figure out what the future holds. Rather, direct your time and energy towards living as the people who God made you to be. Children of light. Children of the day. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, Paul writes, "But since we belong to the day..." The day that Paul is referring to here is not the day of the Lord, not to get those 2 days confused. He is writing about another day. He is writing about Easter. We belong to Easter. We are Easter people. On Easter, God intervenes. On Easter, God raises Jesus from the dead to save us from our sin. On Easter, the women see with their own eyes that there is life beyond this world. On Easter, God gives us the hope of eternal life. On Easter, the light of Christ shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. On Easter, we become children of light. We become children of the day. Nothing can change us. Nothing can separate us from God. Not even death itself is beyond the power of God's love. In our communion liturgy, we proclaim our faith when we say, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. As we wait for the full consummation of Jesus' reign as King, we are not to wait idly. Paul says that God equips us with faith, love, and hope, like a soldier preparing for battle. Paul liked using military metaphors. And I agree, living as a Christian sometimes feels like a battle against the power of sin and the ways of the world. What helps us are God's gifts of faith, hope, and love. Faith is confidence in the gospel itself, the confidence that leads us to turn to serving God. Love embodies our faith in concrete actions, both within the Christian community and beyond it. Hope is the firm foundation and firm expectation of the return of Christ. Building each other up until Christ comes again is how we are to live as a church. We are to encourage each other with God's gifts of faith, love, and hope. Whenever we plan for a ministry in the church, we can use encouragement as our criteria to determine if this ministry helps people live a righteous life. How does worship build up your relationship to God? How does Sunday school build up your relationships with those around you? How do fellowship groups build up the church? How does service build up our relationships with those in the community? We are children of light. We are children of the day. We are to live expectantly, not idly. We are to build each other up by using God's gifts of faith, love, and hope. I want to spend a few minutes sharing about people who I see as living as children of light. The people of Kairos live as children of light. Kairos is a word that means time, but not in a chronological sense. Kairos means God's time. There is a Kairos group that meets here on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock. This group goes into prisons and ministers to inmates. At the last meeting of the United Methodist Men, they hosted a speaker by the name of Sheila. Sheila was an inmate, and she heard from Kairos the gospel. And they said that one of Jesus' teachings was, when Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive? And Peter says, 7 times. And Jesus said, no, 77 times. Sheila took that literally, and she said, okay, I have a cellmate. I don't get along with her. I'm going to keep track. 77 times. When I get to 77, that's it. No more forgiveness. She was going to live it out. That number never came up. Her cellmate, they parted ways. But the cellmate, before she left, she thanked her for showing her forgiveness. She knew she wasn't the easiest person to get along with. She expressed her appreciation to Sheila for offering forgiveness so many times. Through Kairos, lives are changed. People come to Christ. It makes a difference. Lauren Hill lives as a child of light. Lauren is a basketball player for Mount St. Joe's College in Cincinnati. Lauren is fighting cancer. She's been open with the public about her struggles. She has the courage to share her feelings on TV. Her coach, Dan Benjamin, said, she's dealing with death, and she keeps putting everyone else first. She got her wish of playing in a college basketball game when the NCAA moved up the season 2 weeks. She scored the first 2 points in the game and the last two. Carol Joy Holling lived as a child of light. Carol Joy Holling lived in Nebraska with her family. She died at age 19. She was killed by a drunk driver. Her parents bought nearly 1,000 acres of land in Nebraska and donated it to the church, the Lutheran church, to be dedicated as a camp. Carol Joy loved camping, and they wanted anybody who came to know how much she loved camping. This was actually the retreat center that I stayed at back in October when I went on my deacon's retreat. An unnamed UPS driver lives as a child of light. Peg Curry was grieving the loss of her husband, Jerry Curry. Jerry Curry being Marlene Giffert's brother. The doorbell rang. The UPS driver had a package in his hand. He saw her crying, and he offered to pray with her. She said yes, and she said the UPS driver offered the most beautiful prayer. This has been a difficult couple weeks at Faith Community. 4 of our members have entered into glory. We respect those who have died by caring for those who live. I appreciate everybody who has offered prayers, made food, and helped with arrangements to make each service special for families of our church. At this time, I invite Pastor Derek to come up. Hold that. Aletha Stover lived as a child of light. Aletha was a farmer for 50 years. She worked 60 hours a week, not taking any vacations. She cared for her family and her community. Bob Geyer is a child of light. Bob loved his family. He served his country. He was a pillar in our community. Catherine Pickering is a child of light. Kathy didn't have any children of her own. She never married. And she had 11 nieces and nephews. She cared for all of them. When her parents got sick, they lived with her. She cared for both of them for over 20 years. Herman Menapace is a child of light. Herman loved his family and inspired countless by his commitment to medicine. We remember each of these, our loved ones. May we follow in their example by the way that we live as children of light. I light this candle because I want to live as a child of light. If you would like to show your commitment to live as children of light, in a moment, I'll invite you to come forward, take a candle off either end of the stage. Pastor Derek and some others will have pillar candles. You light your candle off their candles and then place it on the table here. Before you do that, I would like to offer a prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we want to live as children of light. We want to follow Jesus. These candles symbolize our commitment to live for you. Help us to live by your mercy and grace. May we build each other up in all that we do. Thank you for those who have gone before us in the light of your glory. May we find comfort and peace this day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I'll have two of you come down here. These candles represent our commitment to live as children of light. If you'd like to light a candle, I invite you to come forward.